بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سمرة بن جندب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: منهم من تأخذه النار إلى كعبيه، ومنهم من تأخذه إلى ركبتيه، ومنهم من تأخذه إلى حجزته، ومنهم من تأخذه إلى ترقوته. رواه مسلم. This hadith also is regarding Jahannam. And last we mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala, wherein the person who will be meted out the lightest punishment will be that person in Jahannam who will have two embers placed on the hollows of his feet which will cause his brains to boil. And today's hadith by Samura bin Jundub radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when the people in Jahannam, there will be those whom the fire of Jahannam will cover them right till their ankles, and others up to their knees, and others up to their hips, and others up to their collarbones. So Jahannam, people will be in Jahannam, and they will suffer varying degrees of the heat of Jahannam. Some, the fire of Jahannam will touch them, will come till as far as their ankles, some even more because of the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the kufr, because of the shirk, because they oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some will be till the ankles, some right till the knees, some till the hips, and some right till the collarbones. And therefore we mentioned the hadith of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Fajr Salat and after Maghrib Salat, 7 times we should be reading Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يقوم الناس لرب العالمين حتى يغيب أحدهم في رشحه إلى أنصاف أذنيه. متفق عليه. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, the people will assemble on the day of Qiyamah before the Rabb of the worlds, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of them will be submerged in their perspirations up to half the ears. This is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. This hadith is explaining again the horrifying conditions of Qiyamah, the terrifying scenes of the day of Qiyamah. Unlike anything in this world, people will be risen from the graves, they will rise from the graves, and they will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for a long period of time, people will be in great difficulty, adversities, until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will finally go into sajda and will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let Qiyamah, the reckoning, begin. And this is the scene which we have spoken about in the Quran, where a person will be running away from his parents, from his wife, from his children, from his brother. People, there will be chaos on the day of Qiyamah. And the heat of the sun will be very, very intense. And this hadith is coming in front, which we'll mention inshallah soon. So similar to this is when the people will now be drenched in their perspirations because of the long period of time they will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, there will be different levels of perspiration. So when every person is standing there, according to each person's sins, he will be sweating, he will be perspiring. And some of them, again in this hadith, it is mentioned, إِلَىٰ أَنصَافِ أُذُنَيْهِ, the perspiration will be coming up his body right till half his ears. So in this world is different from the world of the hereafter. In the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make these things happen. And because of the intensity of the heat of the sun, of course people will be very, very anxious and fearful when a person is afraid in this world. And he's gripped with severe fear and intense fear. What does he do? He begins to bite his fingers, he begins to bite his fingernails, he begins to perspire profusely when somebody has been chased by a dog or a lion, and you see him running and he comes, becomes frantic, he's perspiring. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, standing before Rabbul Alameen, and now you're going to account for your sins and account for your deeds and the entire life, how you spent in this world. And therefore people will be gripped with such fear that they will begin to perspire, and even this perspiration will vary according to each person. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from this type of terrifying scene of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make us be amongst those people who be under the shade of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there be no shade but the shade of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.